Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. The current series from the book of Nehemiah is called Uncomfortable. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode. We have been in the book of Nehemiah. We've entitled this series Uncomfortable. And I like that. I like that title. I preached a series of messages on this at church a while back, and the title of that series was Don't Be Afraid to Be Interrupted or Interruptible, something along that line, Caleb. But I thought the idea of uncomfortable fits the book as well, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a very good one-word description of the book, especially the last couple podcasts as we've been in chapter number 4, and then even branching into chapter number 5. I think it really captures it.
So Nehemiah lived a life of comfort as the king's cupbearer, and that's not to say that he didn't love God. He did. That's not to say he wasn't interested in the things of God. He was. But his life really was kind of comfortable. And God led him outside of his comfort zone to a place of greater service. And so often God does that. You read about the great stories of yesteryear where a missionary like an Adoniram Judson, for instance, or like a William Borden, leave great wealth and go to places that are third world for the cause of Christ, uncomfortable. And in small ways, I guess each one of us needs to have that spirit, because true discipleship in the Bible is a matter of self-denial. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, cross-bearing, and follow me. Or we might say, faithfulness and plodding on and perseverance and all of that. So uncomfortable has been our theme. And then as you referenced a moment ago, Caleb, we are in Nehemiah, listeners, Nehemiah chapter 5 today. So if you have the opportunity to look in and follow along as we talk, that's always a benefit. But Nehemiah chapter 5 is more uncomfortable news. Yeah. Because Nehemiah has now dealt with the threefold attack of chapter 4. We saw ridicule, remember, a couple episodes ago. Then we saw intimidation, or we would say today, bullying. How do you deal with a bully, a spiritual bully? We learned that. And then we saw the more insidious attack from the inside, how that the brethren were discouraged. How do you deal in your life with the enemy of discouragement? We learned how Nehemiah renewed their motivation and all of that. But today, it kind of, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
And so today, we see that the situation goes from discouragement to something even far more deep than that in the psyche of the people. And that is bitterness and infighting. And I don't know if you listeners have ever dealt with bitterness and infighting among Christians. Now, that never happens in our church.
Right.
But it happens here in Nehemiah chapter 5. So let's read a few verses just to get you oriented to the passage, and then we'll talk a little bit about that. Bitterness and infighting. The Bible says in Nehemiah 5 and verse 1, there was a great cry of the people and their wives against their brethren, the Jews. So again, Caleb, it's not a cry against the enemy, the right. Samaritans or the Persians. It's a cry against their brethren. And then in verse 2, for there were that said, so here's the basis for their cry, we, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore, we take up corn for them that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. So people are struggling because there's this famine in the land. And they're working hard. They've got a shortage of food. And just the lack of basic necessities is causing great stress to come upon them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes when we look at this, you know, we might be sitting here thinking, well, how does that apply to us? We're not in a situation where we're in lack of food. But, you know, I think we all experience, you know, shortages in our life, but they come in different forms. It might be a shortage financially. It might be a shortage of just your overall joy. And we see here that this shortage is going to make them turn against each other rather than and Nehemiah is going to have to deal with the infighting. And I think a lot of it, when infighting happens, we get concerned with our own needs and what we're, our shortages or what we're insecure about.
We begin
and
we to get
turn at others.
We begin to get competitive.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point. Thinking even of some things I've read about the concentration camps back in World War II and how the deprivation that people felt drove them in one of two directions. Some people that were otherwise very kind people became hoarders, became very possessive of mm-hmm. what little they had. And in the lives of others, it demonstrated giving and sacrifice and help. So what's happening here in Nehemiah chapter 5 is the shortage of food, the shortage of the needs, these necessities of life were causing people to get at odds with each other, to begin to be bitter and argumentative with each other. But it gets worse, as you already suggested, because in verse 3, it says, some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands. So now because of the shortage of food, they are making tough choices like, we're going to mortgage our land. We're going to mortgage our property so that we have money to buy food. So they're really between a rock and a hard place. They have a shortage of food, but now that shortage of food has incurred upon them a debt for that shortage of food. So that's going to exacerbate the problem. Yeah. They have not only a need for food that is scarce, you know, economics, the supply is down, the demand is up. So we're seeing inflation and we're seeing frustration, and then we're seeing this indebtedness that's being caused. But then it gets even worse than that. Okay, look at verse 4. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute and that upon our lands and vineyards. So now there's a shortage of food. They're mortgaging their property to buy food, but they have other debts as well. It's kind of like I go out and buy groceries every month, but you know the bank wants their payment for the for the house mortgage, and the IRS, trust me on this one, they want their payment.
I always find it.
So here we are, people that are trying to buy food. In order to buy food, they don't have money. They've got to mortgage their lands. And then to mortgage their lands, these people that do have money are taking advantage, right? Because they're mortgaging their lands to somebody. Somebody's buying it. Mm-hmm. So the haves are getting more. The have-nots are getting less. And you have this class warfare. The poor are getting poorer. The rich are getting richer. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they're all the same people. They're all the Jews that are God's people. Some are taking advantage of these economic low times. That's when you can make money, they tell us. And others are suffering. So the rich are benefiting, taking advantage of the poor. And it says in verse 4 that some are even borrowing money, using their land as collateral to pay off their taxes. So we got this tax burden. We have this food deprivation. We're selling off our property. And some people are laughing all the way to the bank because they're taking advantage of all these people. That's really, really, that would cause, to me, that would cause me to have some bitterness.
Right. Yeah. Just watching somebody, like you said, it wasn't just the fact that they were getting taken advantage of. It's just who was taking advantage of them. These are the people that should be with them. The people that should, that they should be in unity with. Rather, they're dividing over that.
And that's exactly the point they make in verse 5, which is the last verse we'll read, because it says, "Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. Some of our daughters are brought into bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards." They said, listen, we're just like everybody else, but here, we're in this situation where we've actually had to sell our children. Remember the process, indentured servants. Yeah. The Bible calls it slavery. That's a strong word, but you could sell oneself or even one's family into a contract of service. But the law, the Old Testament law, stipulated what that contract would be. It would be 6 years. You'd have to treat that servant well. On the seventh year, you would give him liberty, and you would give him additional benefits for having served well. And yet, that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is there are nefarious people that are taking advantage of the hurts and the downward economic turn of other people. And it's brethren taking advantage of brethren. I see that in Acts chapter 6. At least that's what they thought. Remember the Grecian Jews and the Hebrew Jews were at odds with each other. They thought they were being taken advantage of. That's why the civil war in our nation is so insidious. Yeah. Because you have brethren fighting against brethren. And I don't know that there's anything that's more discouraging and disheartening than people that name the name of Jesus Christ. Hmm. They're brethren.
Yeah.
They share the same Heavenly Father, that take advantage of each other, criticize each other, take advantage of bad situations. Sometimes churches do that with churches, or a pastor will do that with a pastor across town, or a church member will do that with a church member, and it causes great division. And that's what we're finding in Nehemiah chapter 5. We're finding a people that are frustrated, they're bitter, and they're divisive. I really want to leave us with a good word today.
Yeah, it's been bleak so far.
you're going to have to really wait until tomorrow's episode to see how this thing resolves. But maybe today can just serve as a warning. Maybe today can just be a warning to every one of us that, hey, when we're in low times in our life, our tendency is to get competitive and even to begin pointing fingers.
Yeah.
And then I would say on the flip side, when other people are disadvantaged, sometimes it's our tendency to take advantage of them and to score on someone else's misfortune, and that's wrong as well. The Bible made it very clear, you can loan money, that's fine, but do not loan money with usury, taking advantage of somebody's desperate situation. Instead, learn how to fear God. So that's a little sneak preview of our next episode. So I want to thank you for joining us. It's a blessing that you would even listen. I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit more from Nehemiah chapter 5 next episode. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.